think what you said, Bob, about Eddie's competence needs to be said again. We have so emphasized areas that we feel Eddie has not been competent in that we are failing to realize that he has been a contributor to this congregation in more ways than one. And I frankly, again, am deeply disappointed that regardless of his shortcomings, and what I mean by that is even if they are sufficiently large enough to merit his removal from this congregation or his resignation or whatever, I've been deeply disappointed that so many of our people have done so much agitating and telephoning and talking in halls. And I think that's wrong, and again, I think that people will lose their soul over it if they don't get that straight with him and with everyone concerned. And you know, once you start talking and spreading hateful things about other people, there's no way to stop it. For example, I received a statement personally from the couple that you referred to earlier that the reason why I switched to television was because the elders forced me to. I mean, that's the way it was put to me, that I was given an ultimatum that I step out of the pulpit and go to TV. Now, I can understand how something like that might be spread by a second party to a third party. But I can't for the life of me understand how the very first person who originated that rumor could have done so without a deliberate intention of sowing discord. Because that, my friends, is a lie. And there is absolutely no way anyone in or out of the eldership could have gotten that idea legitimately. I initiated that shift in positions and responsibilities, and I alone. And if anything, the elders opposed the change rather than encouraging it. Now that tells me someone or more than one person in this congregation has been deliberately agitating and trying to get brethren at odds with each other. And therefore, I also draw the conclusion that whatever Eddie's incompetencies are for over a period of 20 years, there has been a lot of agitating and working people up and making that bigger than it is. And then to be fair, I must also say that I have felt the same thing from the other side of the spectrum. And the kind of rumors we're getting back from Denton and other churches at this point in time tells me the exact same thing is happening. And so there's a lot of talk that's going on for which people are going to give an account.